USA Radio News.
Larry Kudlow will be the next director of the National Economic Council, succeeding Gary Cohen as President Trump's top economic advisor. That's what a person close to the matter said. President Trump offered the job to Larry Kudlow Tuesday night. Now, you remember Tuesday morning, the president had nothing but great things to say about Kudlow right before his California trip.
I'm looking at Larry Kudlow very strongly. I've known him a long time. We don't agree on everything, but in this case, I think that's good. I want to have a divergent opinion. We agree on most. He backed me very early in the campaign, I think the earliest. I think he was one of my original backers.
Today, thousands of young people across the United States walked out of school demanding action on gun violence. This was supposed to happen at most places at 10 o'clock local time and for 17 minutes to honor the 17 people killed in Florida last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Why are so many Democrats angry with Hillary Clinton? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A report says Democrats are widely angered by Hillary Clinton continuing to rehash her 2016 presidential campaign loss to Donald Trump. The Hill is reporting it's a situation that many Democrats are angry about, including some of her former aides and surrogates. The report says observers note that her bringing up what went wrong with her campaign and denigrating women who voted for President Trump is counterproductive for the Democratic Party, especially with the critical 2018 midterm elections approaching. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Voters are divided along political lines over whether President Donald Trump should meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to a Politico Morning Consult poll that was released today. 41% of Americans believe President Trump should meet with the North Korean leader, while 36% oppose it. And 24% of those polled are unsure or had no opinion on the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The UK is none too happy with Russia. Luke Vargas has the details.
British Prime Minister Theresa May punished Russia on Wednesday for the country's alleged involvement in the attempted murder of a Russian spy in the UK using a dangerous chemical nerve agent. May had given Moscow 24 hours to answer to that allegation, but that deadline passed at midnight on Tuesday without an official explanation.
It was right to offer Russia the opportunity to provide an explanation. But their response has demonstrated complete disdain for the gravity of these events.
May previously gave Russia an out if they admitted the careless management of chemical stockpiles had allowed a nerve agent to fall into nefarious hands. But given no such acknowledgement, May told lawmakers that Russia bore direct responsibility for the assassination attempt on former spy Sergei Skripal.
There is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable for the attempted murder of Mr. Skripal and his daughter, and for threatening the lives of other British citizens in Salisbury.
Calling Russia's actions an unlawful use of force, May said that 23 Russian diplomats would be expelled from Britain and had 1 week to leave the country. She also said British officials would cancel planned visits to this summer's Russian World Cup, and that an invitation for Russia's foreign minister to visit London had been rescinded.
For all of these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
Larry Kudlow will be the next director of the National Economic Council, succeeding Gary Cohen as President Trump's top economic advisor. That's what a person close to the matter said. President Trump offered the job to Larry Kudlow Tuesday night. Now, you remember Tuesday morning, the president had nothing but great things to say about Kudlow right before his California trip.
I'm looking at Larry Kudlow very strongly. I've known him a long time. We don't agree on everything, but in this case, I think that's good. I want to have a divergent opinion. We agree on most. He backed me very early in the campaign. I think the earliest. I think he was one of my original backers.
Today, thousands of young people across the United States walked out of school demanding action on gun violence. This was supposed to happen at most places at 10 o'clock local time and for 17 minutes to honor the 17 people killed in Florida last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Why are so many Democrats angry with Hillary Clinton? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A report says Democrats are widely angered by Hillary Clinton continuing to rehash her 2016 presidential campaign loss to Donald Trump. The Hill is reporting it's a situation that many Democrats are angry about, including some of her former aides and surrogates. The report says observers note that her bringing up what went wrong with her campaign and denigrating women who voted for President Trump is counterproductive for the Democratic Party, especially with the critical 2018 midterm elections approaching. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Voters are divided along political lines over whether President Donald Trump should meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to a Politico Morning Consult poll that was released today. 41% of Americans believe President Trump should meet with the North Korean leader, while 36% oppose it. And 24% of those polled are unsure or had no opinion on the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The UK is none too happy with Russia. Luke Vargas has the details.
British Prime Minister Theresa May punished Russia on Wednesday for the country's alleged involvement in the attempted murder of a Russian spy in the UK using a dangerous chemical nerve agent. May had given Moscow 24 hours to answer to that allegation, but that deadline passed at midnight on Tuesday without an official explanation.
It was right to offer Russia the opportunity to provide an explanation. But their response has demonstrated complete disdain for the gravity of these events.
May previously gave Russia an out if they admitted the careless management of chemical stockpiles had allowed a nerve agent to fall into nefarious hands. But given no such acknowledgement, May told lawmakers that Russia bore direct responsibility for the assassination attempt on former spy Sergei Skripal.
There is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable for the attempted murder of Mr. Skripal and his daughter, and for threatening the lives of other British citizens in Salisbury.
Calling Russia's actions an unlawful use of force, May said that 23 Russian diplomats would be expelled from Britain and had 1 week to leave the country. She also said British officials would cancel planned visits to this summer's Russian World Cup, and that an invitation for Russia's foreign minister to visit London had been rescinded.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, folks. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We've been doing this for about 4 years now. Time has gone by quickly. Recently gone to video, which is kind of fun. We're still working those things out. My show is all about design, interior design for your home, for your office, for your commercial space, wherever you're looking to improve. We talk about all different types of things, paint colors, the differences in style, window treatments, molding, what's trending, hardwood floors, everything related to your home, lighting. And we often have wonderful guests in studio live. Today I'm by myself, and our topic is kind of an interesting one. I have a process that I go through, which starts on Sunday, and I come up with the week's topic. So after I come up with the week's topic, which is usually related to something that I'm working on at the time that inspires me, then I write my blog. And if you want more information on this or any of my topics, you can go to The Color Guru at blogspot.com. That's a mouthful. It's The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com. It's free. You can subscribe. And each week there's information and pictures on the topic that we're going to do on modern design. Then I research it a little bit. Sometimes we have live guests that go to the topic. Then we certainly broadcast on Wednesday. I also do a television show, which is on the Comcast channel and Verizon Fios, called Design for the Times, which continues the topic in more depth. So if there is a topic that you do like, you can always look at it in the podcast, but there are other sources of information for it. So my topic today is mid-century modern, and I just sort of went low there. We're going to have to work on that. Mid-century modern, and that's all about what I'm working on now. I'm working on a mid-century modern home in Morristown, New Jersey. Now, the origin of mid-century modern is just that. They were modern homes in the period between the mid-1930s and the mid-1960s. They were very contemporary and spare at the time, but they were also very practical. Everything had its place. There wasn't a lot of furniture or ornamentation, but it was how people were living at that time. Then, you know, the later 60s came, the 70s and 80s, and houses started to grow bigger and bigger. Having a big house was considered a sign of success and wealth. Well, things have evolved as they do and have come full circle. And now people are living in a smaller environment, enjoying experiences more as opposed to maintaining larger houses. So these mid-century modern houses are becoming more popular. First of all, with the millennials, because they like the look. It's very clean and it could make their space very modern. Often these homes are in older neighborhoods that were first developed between the 30s and the 60s. So they're more of an in-town location, so you could walk to shops and restaurants, which are more appealing to today's millennials. But at the same time, they're also a great house to downsize to. A good part of my work in New Jersey is taking people out of the big house and putting them in a house again, but a smaller, one-floor, more efficient house. And the mid-century modern-style house really does that. So something to think about when you're going to downsize and look at these types of houses. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we'll push up on the chair here and give you a lot more with our topic today, which is mid-century modern madness. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-TV.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Let's take a look at today's weather. And kind of disappointing. The weather's kind of disappointing, at least I think so. We currently have overcast skies and 39 degrees, which I think is a little bit unseasonably cool. It says this afternoon, snow showers likely, not so good, with a 60% chance of that, and a high of 39 degrees. Tonight, there'll be scattered rain/snow showers, then mostly cloudy with a low of 25, very cold. On Thursday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day, and then 30% chance of snow showers. Where was the snow in February when it was supposed to be there? The high of 45 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a chance again of rain and snow showers, then partly cloudy again with a low of 25 at night. On Friday, we'll have a beautiful sunny day, but only a high of 37 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 23. On Saturday, it'll be a beautiful sunny day, high of 42. Saturday night, it will be a low of 26 and partly cloudy. And finally, on Sunday, it'll be a sunny day again. So we're going to have a sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with only a high of 48, but seasonably not quite up there yet, a little bit cool. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our show is called Modern Design. We meet here live each Wednesday in studio in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. We discuss all things design. I've been in the interior design business for 21 years with two locations, one right here in the Flemington, Hunterdon County area, and that's 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting, with other 6,000 square feet of space, wonderful furniture, accessories, and of course, tons and tons of wonderful up-to-date lighting. My other location is near the Short Hills Mall in northern New Jersey in the Maplewood Downtown Village, a beautiful spot in the Maplewood Downtown Village next to the post office. And that location of Maven Hill Designs is 191 B Like Boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maple, New Jersey. Wonderful furniture there, four rooms of accessories and furniture, things that are different and unusual. To reach Maven Hill Designs, to talk to me, to book an appointment, or just to check out what we have for merchandise, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. You also can go to my website, which is www.maven hill designs.com and look at some of the projects that I've been most recently working on. If you get Design New Jersey magazine, the February, March each issue will feature my most recent renovation of a whole house in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Take a look at some of the things we did in the before and after. I'm also going to be featured in a couple of months in the Ferguson catalog for doing kitchen and bath renovations. And my show Design for the Times is going to start to preview tomorrow on the 15th. So we do have a lot going on. Our topic today happens to be mid-century madness, or that style of home from that period between the 1930s and the 1960s that was very popular during that time. Again, going back to, these are the neighborhoods that were in the early on. So they were closer to mass transportation. They were closer to shops and restaurants and city centers. So they are appealing to the millennials because they're close to town, and they are appearing to the older folks because they don't always have to drive at night. They can walk to restaurants, shops, the supermarket. It's convenient living. Typically, these houses were one floor living, so it works well for couples with young children to keep an eye on them. It also works well with older folks that don't want to go through stairs every day, up and down on stairs. So these houses are becoming increasingly more popular. I've worked recently on two of them. One of them right now I'm working in Morristown, and we're bringing it back to life. One of the things about these houses so nice is that the new style today, the crate and barrel, to a degree, a room and board, West Elm, a lot of that modern furniture works really well in these types of houses, and you can really make them current, respecting the architecture. So I did a lot of research for today's show. There's things that I learned when I did some of the research. I'm going to talk about them specifically if you're interested in mid-century style. It says that the period of mid-century modern style started in the mid-1930s and was popular until the 1960s, the mid-1960s. It's denoted of having clean lines, which is very true, gentle organic curves, a love for different materials that are idolized today. It's an American style that was based on an earlier German style known as Bacchus, B-A-U-H-A-U-S style, but it is clearly an American style. Joseph Eichler was known for this period and creating a lot of mid-century modern homes and design. Functionality here was very important, where functionality, form follows function. And that's it. These houses are very efficient. They have some of them have a good amount of space, but it's very well thought out. Lots of things are built in. There's lots of light that comes through, but very much in the situation where you're not going to have a lot of furniture in these spaces. Everything is sort of set to be the way it should be and very functional and clean. It's also known for having an uncluttered and sleek look with both organic and geometric forms. So what do we talk about on modern design all the time? Geometry, geometric forms, geometric looks in fabrics, in furniture, in accessories, very popular right now. It's also known for minimal ornamentation. And we see that more and more. People are doing less and less accessories, cleaner lines, and not a lot of things out, not a lot of tchotchke. If there is, it's one or two pieces, and the pieces are bigger pieces. So they were very ahead of their time because we're going back to that look anyway. It's also described as an exploration of different traditional and non-traditional materials. They were also known for using less expensive and man-made manufactured materials at this time. It also talks about a juxtaposition between some things that are very staid and traditional and then things that are ultra-modern working together. Colors and materials were very important. Plastics, believe it or not, were used, especially things that imitated wood, but using plastic and wood grain was popular at this time. There was also use of natural elements, wood, glass, vinyl products, plywood, plexiglass, and lucite were all popular at this time, and they coexisted, some of the artificial materials like lucite and vinyl, with wood. And that look was something that made it seem it was of a period of time where there would be growth and change and innovation in America. There's a vast array of colors, from lots of neutral on neutrals to bold colors. And then they're known for a graphic use of black and white. Mid-century modern designs are highly popular today, and people are looking at that. And as I say, they're reflective of certain retail stores. Maybe not so much Pottery Barn, but West Elm, which is one of their brands, really follow those clean lines. Lower price point, but clean lines. Definitely Crate and Barrel. If you go to Crate and Barrel, you'll see those clean lines that are very mid-century modern inspired. I wouldn't say they're true mid-century modern, but mid-century modern and inspired. And Room and Board is another, probably less known company in the Northeast, but also if you go online to that company, Room and Board, they have beautiful stuff, very related to mid-century modern. It also tells me here in America, Herman Miller became synonymous with mid-century furniture. And if you have some Herman Miller pieces in your home, you'll probably see that they're of wood and have a lot of clean lines. All right, well, a lot to talk about with mid-century modern design. I'm going to open my phones, actually, after we come back from break and see if anybody wants to call and ask some questions about mid-century or has a mid-century modern house and how they're furnishing it. So we're going to take a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of modern design right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Designs, spelled Maven, M-A-V-I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, Designs. Some people say Marvin. Some people don't know how to pronounce it. But it is meaningful to me. And if you go to my website, maybe you'll find out why. But Maven Hill Designs, with two locations in New Jersey. The first one happens to be right here in Ringo's, New Jersey, across the street from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting in a beautiful showroom, and that's 176 Route 202 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Come visit me, take a look, meet some of our people. Terry's very lovely. A lot of people there can help you with what you're looking for. Wonderful lighting, fans, furniture, accessories, candles, lots of different things. And new stuff getting in every week. My other location is in northern New Jersey, in beautiful downtown Maplewood. Once the weather warms up, wonderful restaurants, a row of restaurants, and nice shops. Come check me out at that location. I'm right next to the Maplewood Post Office at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. There is one thing that I wanted to mention. I do about 5 to 6 of these every week. And that is, if you go to my website, you'll go to the coupon page. And on the coupon page, there is a $1.99 coupon that you can print. I also have them in my stores. And I will come out and give you just a general idea of design. I'll spend between 1 hour and 2 hours with you. And I will go through each room of your house, make color suggestions, ideas of layout, furniture, and some just the bases to get things going. I certainly can go well beyond that. We build additions, kitchens, and bathrooms, but sometimes you just need fresh eyes, and we do them quite a bit. So you can contact me at either of my locations to set up an appointment with on the coupon for the fresh eyes, and that's again 908-884-0770. Our topic happens to be something very topical for me because I'm working right now in Morristown on a beautiful mid-century modern house. It was built in 1953, so towards the later part of the period, but very 1950s. What you would think of as the classic 1950s mid-century modern house. One of the things we did to make it more current and to just look a little bit better is we started with the exterior of the house. And the house was kind of neat. There's a lot of geometry to the house. And it was actually done in two different earth tone colors. And I thought if we went darker and we had one color to solidify the outside of the house, it would be the architecture that would stand out. Right now, it looked like two separate houses, and it made the space look small. In this case, we picked a really dark gray, a Chelsea gray, Benjamin Morris Chelsea gray, really nice looking with a crisp white semi-gloss
trim on the outside of the house. And that dark, rich color brought the architecture of the one side of the house, which is lower, and the other side of the house, which has a peak, together, and made it one big space. And that was very wonderful. Also, the crisp white trim that we have, the super white, the whitest of whites, really made it look very clean and very up to date. Then, as I say all the time, if we're doing a dark gray, we often like to have a pop color. In this case, the couple loves the color orange, so our pop color at the door, in this case it's double doors, is a wonderful pop of orange. And our garage door also has a pop of orange. And it's very sharp, mostly gray, beautiful, simple landscaping, and then that pop of orange at the front door and the garage door, which really bring it to life. Also, just things like the mailbox and the lettering, very simple, very clean looking, and a brushed metal really work well with this house. So talking about mid-century modern style, or maybe creating mid-century modern style inside your house, whether it be a colonial ranch or what have you, that's also very popular. As I say, Crate and Barrel and some of these other stores, West Elm, do a good job with a more clean line, contemporary look. Very easy to put it in any type of home today because style is changing. If you follow me on social media, I did reveal last night that I did change my dining room, which had been the same for 13 years. Changed the colors. I went with a really nice navy blue, a darker navy Newburyport blue, which is a Benjamin Moore historic color with crisp super white trim now and beautiful moldings on the bottom. I got rid of my rug, which was a dark wine color, and then went with a new rug, which I put in yesterday. Smaller rug, actually, so that more of the floor would show. Cleaner lines this time. No fringe on the rug. My house is clearly a traditional house, a big traditional colonial. But the point being made is that you can incorporate some of the cleaner lines and the look of mid-century without doing full-on mid-century. When I changed my chandelier, I went from a very formal gold chandelier with shades on it to something that was just very geometric. It's a brushed nickel. It's a round chandelier, actually, and it has more geometry to it, and it brought the space up to date. Still a very traditional room. I kept my existing hard furniture and changed out the chairs and have different end chairs. And just a couple accessories, less ornamentation, and a new rug and a new paint color, and it really changed the space. The cleaner lines made the space look a lot more marketable, more updated, more appealing. At least that's what I'm being told about it. And that's, again, talking about mid-century, you don't have to have a mid-century house to be mid-century. You can do that with your style and so on. I like it so much, I'm going to incorporate it in some of my other rooms in my own house. All right, listen, we're going to take our news break. A lot more to talk about with mid-century colors, other designers that you can look for if you're looking for some mid-century pieces. We'll take our news break, and we'll be back with a lot more of modern design after this.
USA Radio News.
Larry Kudlow will be the next director of the National Economic Council, succeeding Gary Cohen as President Trump's top economic advisor. That's what a person close to the matter said. President Trump offered the job to Larry Kudlow Tuesday night. Now, you remember Tuesday morning, the president had nothing but great things to say about Kudlow right before his California trip.
I'm looking at Larry Kudlow very strongly. I've known him a long time. We don't agree on everything, but in this case, I think that's good. I want to have a divergent opinion. We agree on most. He backed me very early in the campaign. I think the earliest. I think he was one of my original backers.
Today, thousands of young people across the United States walked out of school demanding action on gun violence. This was supposed to happen at most places at 10 o'clock local time and for 17 minutes to honor the 17 people killed in Florida last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Why are so many Democrats angry with Hillary Clinton? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A report says Democrats are widely angered by Hillary Clinton continuing to rehash her 2016 presidential campaign loss to Donald Trump. The Hill is reporting it's a situation that many Democrats are angry about, including some of her former aides and surrogates. The report says observers note that her bringing up what went wrong with her campaign and denigrating women who voted for President Trump is counterproductive for the Democratic Party, especially with the critical 2018 midterm elections approaching. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Voters are divided along political lines over whether President Donald Trump should meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to a Politico Morning Consult poll that was released today. 41% of Americans believe President Trump should meet with the North Korean leader, while 36% oppose it. And 24% of those polled are unsure or had no opinion on the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The UK is none too happy with Russia. Luke Vargas has the details.
British Prime Minister Theresa May punished Russia on Wednesday for the country's alleged involvement in the attempted murder of a Russian spy in the UK using a dangerous chemical nerve agent. May had given Moscow 24 hours to answer to that allegation, but that deadline passed at midnight on Tuesday without an official explanation.
It was right to offer Russia the opportunity to provide an explanation. But their response has demonstrated complete disdain for the gravity of these events.
May previously gave Russia an out if they admitted the careless management of chemical stockpiles had allowed a nerve agent to fall into nefarious hands. But given no such acknowledgement, May told lawmakers that Russia bore direct responsibility for the assassination attempt on former spy Sergei Skripal.
There is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable for the attempted murder of Mr. Skripal and his daughter, and for threatening the lives of other British citizens in Salisbury.
Calling Russia's actions an unlawful use of force, May said that 23 Russian diplomats would be expelled from Britain and had 1 week to leave the country. She also said British officials would cancel planned visits to this summer's Russian World Cup, and that an invitation for Russia's foreign minister to visit London had been rescinded.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program Modern Design is available to you in a couple of different ways. One, you can go to the Chamber radio station, which is www.huntertonchamberradio.com, and then click on my program, which is Modern Design. You can listen live each Wednesday from 2 to 3 o'clock or in the podcast. There are hundreds of podcasts now. Looking the other day, I started counting podcasts, and we go back 4 years, so quite a bit of podcasts are available online for you to listen to. You also can watch Modern Design now on Facebook Live. If you go to my Facebook page, it's a little confusing, but if you go to my Facebook page, not my personal Facebook page, but Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio on Facebook, Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio on Facebook, you'll see us streaming live as we are right now, and then the video casts will be there on the site so you can listen to them and watch them anytime that you would like. So two ways to see the program Modern Design. We will be adding YouTube to the station, so it'll be another way to see it, and more things coming in terms of media.
They've been doing a wonderful job. Chris Bianco has been doing a wonderful job as station manager here, and you're going to have more opportunities to see things on Modern Design. We have a lot of guests that are going to be coming in, a lot of things I can show you now that I haven't been able to before. So looking forward to that. Our topic today happens to be mid-century modern madness. And the mid-century modern house, which was once considered hard to sell, is now being considered quite desirable because people's tastes have changed and they do work. The floor plan is very efficient, easier to cool and to heat, and less expensive, often in more urban areas, and has great geometry. So we were talking before we went to our news break about some of the designers that were known at this period of time. And the first one was Herman Miller. And Herman Miller's name is supposedly synonymous with a modern furniture. So look, so if you have a Herman Miller piece, hold on to it. Some other designers of this time period between the mid-1930s and the mid-1960s are George Nelson, Ed Warmley, Eero Saarinen, I'm not pronouncing that right, Eero Saarinen, Harry Bertoia, Arne Jacobson, Charles and Ray Ames. They're a married couple, or were a married couple. Eileen Gray, Isamani Noguchi, which I would think is someone who is Japanese. All over, all different cultures, actually. Werner Panton, Jen Somas, and Alexander Girard. So all over the world, people were designing. But this mid-century modern style was definitely associated with the United States, with America, in a period where we were seeing a lot of growth. A lot of the materials were wood, but in conjunction with non-traditional or new materials such as plastic and lucite and glass and other things mixed in with the wood. Both homes that I've been working on recently, both in Morristown, both are early 1950s home, have a lot of wood in them, a lot of built-in wood. In fact, both of them, different architects, but of the same period, both of them had one room, a den room, which was sort of all wood all the way around. Wood floors, wood walls, and very much a wood look. Usually the flooring throughout is wood, with the exception, of course, of the bathrooms and the kitchen area. And if I'm doing renovations on them, often we're taking the wood, the original wood of the time, which was often oak. In the most recent one, it's a red oak. And then I'm putting in unstained red oak to match, and then staining it so it will be one surface, because the look of wood throughout is becoming more popular with people, especially as we're going to more of a painted cabinet. So something to think about. Bathrooms, the one thing about, I would say, probably that's not terrific about mid-century modern homes is the bathrooms are kind of small. I think many of us, even a smaller footprint, are used to bigger bathrooms. So accommodating them, getting that to work is sometimes a little bit tricky, but definitely can be done. All right, so we talked about some of the different designers for mid-century. It currently tells me here that mid-century authentic pieces can be very expensive. They're becoming collector's items, but there are many copies out there at reasonable prices. It suggests that current retailers, which I've said several times in the broadcast, like West Elm, like sometimes Pottery Barn, but more than not, Room and Board or Crate and Barrel would be good to go. Couple other, I guess, some modern Herman Miller pieces, they say, can be affordable. Two other companies I'm not familiar. One is Knoll, K-N-O-L-L. The next one is Vitra, V-I-T-R-A. Room and Board, which we talked about. Restoration Hardware, which was one that I haven't mentioned. And then Design Within Reach. So some of them are probably not necessarily of the Northeast, but lots of resources to go to online if you're looking to get that mid-century modern style. All right, we're going to take our last set of commercial messages. Plenty more still in this segment on mid-century modern. We'll be back right after these brief commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you you know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 21 years, working in the tri-state area, specifically New Jersey, but also a little bit in New York and Pennsylvania, a little bit in Connecticut, mostly in New Jersey, though, with wonderful resources. We have a lot of great shows coming up where I'm going to bring in different people in the New York, New Jersey area and their services and things, suggestions that you can do to freshen your home this spring and summer. So we were talking about mid-century modern style, whether you go out and purchase a mid-century modern home as a trade-up or a trade-down, or incorporate some of the ideas of mid-century modern, that cleaner look, the more functional look into your space, more geometry, something that we can add here and there. Now, and the next part of it was features, things that denote mid-century modern style. Some of them, be surprised, even they go back to the mid-1930s, how much of them are really in style right now. Number one was vaulted ceilings. Everybody's looking to go straight up to the ceiling now with architecture, with exposed beams. Well, isn't that popular and desirable now? Very much so. The second one is a wood paneled accent wall. And if you go to any of the trade magazines, how many people have a headboard wall with an upholstered headboard and behind it is wood, whether it be weatherwood or shiplap or any sort of wood that has a linear look behind it as an accent wall, or perhaps it's the fireplace wall where there's a wood behind it as an accent. So very much in style today. Number three was horse sculptures. So I wouldn't have necessarily put that with mid-century, but I guess they know what they're doing. Number four was Danish modern chairs and coffee tables. Sort of that look that's very spare. It's wood and the legs sort of kick out a little bit. Very 1950s-like. Danish modern to me and mid-century are almost sort of synonymous. Lots of wood, clean lines. If I think of the 1950s, I think of Danish modern furniture. Not everybody had that, but that's the look that I'm thinking of for a new home at that time. Another thing is two-tiered coffee tables for functionality. You'd have the decorative items on top, and then underneath maybe magazines or things that you would put that you wouldn't necessarily want to have out all the time. Linoleum floors. Now, did you ever see linoleum floors from the 1930s? They were very different. They were kind of almost beautiful. If I think of my Nana's home, the kitchen had an early 1930s linoleum floor, and it was sort of one solid press piece. And later linoleum was very shiny. This was kind of very matte. Looks like it went down with a roller. But linoleum is something that was a surface that they used at the time, an artificial surface. Sunburst clocks. Well, I use sunburst mirrors and clocks all the time. very much in shades of gold or mixed metals, very much of that time period. Sconce lighting. Well, aren't we doing sconces today? It's amazing how design goes full circle. It's slightly different this time around, but a lot of the elements are very much in style again. Wonderful sconce lighting. Encyclopedias is decorating. Well, there we have to cut ties with the past because, of course, everything is technology and web-based now. But encyclopedias are books for decorating were very popular at the time. I think one of the reasons, in particular in mid-century modern, is because lots of built-in bookshelves, built-ins in general, things that were space savings, things that worked well so you didn't need a lot of furniture, were very popular at this time. So encyclopedias make sense. They were beautiful. They were bound and wonderful things, often leather, and they would fit into wonderful bookshelves. So encyclopedias was another thing, a feature of this time. Now, talking about something that I found very interesting is mid-century modern colors. And this particular article that I reference talks about colors that we have today that would have been very popular at the time. They weren't colors available at that time, but if you want to get that look with your colors, here are some of them, and I found them quite interesting. Greens were very popular at the time because wood, a natural element, and greens, a natural element outside, pair beautifully together and are very organic. So green was a very popular pink color at the time. Also for fabrics, greens were very popular. And this article says that one of the best combinations to create that is Sherwin-Williams Restless Olive. Restless Olive, which is SW, Sherwin-Williams, 6425. Is a color, current modern color, that would have been used at that time and has that sort of look, the tones, that olive, that pale look is very much of that period. The second one comes from Behr, which is a Home Depot paint, and that's called Cocoa Shell. Browns were also very much popular at the time, organic colors such as the earth being brown, and that is AC, America's Choice, AC05. That's another color you can take a look at if you go into Home Depot. See if you like some of those tones for whether you have a mid-century or you just want to get that kind of look. Mauves and purples were also popular at the time, particularly in bedrooms. Benjamin Moore has a color that they feel represents this color palette, and that color is called Dark Walnut. And that's Benjamin Moore number 1358. 1358 is dark walnut, Benjamin Moore color, sort of representing mauves or purples. Golds were very popular at this time. And here's another Behr color, which is Home Depot. It's called yellow gold, and that's 360, 360, D like David, and then dash 6. 360, D like David, dash 6. It's a Behr paint, Home Depot color, yellow gold. Turquoise. Well, turquoise is definitely a mid-century color. We're doing a lot of turquoise in the house that I'm working on now in Morristown. A lot of our accent colors, the things that we're doing, are in that beautiful turquoise tone. This color I've used before and like a lot. It's a Benjamin Moore color. It's called Blue Seafoam. Blue Seafoam is a wonderful turquoise, and that is 2056-60 Benjamin Moore color. I will say this, in all the colors I'm picking with the different paint vendors, I would suggest doing a matte finish, not flat. Flat is designed specifically for ceilings. And not eggshell. I don't like the look of shine, especially if you're having an older home. It emphasizes imperfections. Go with a matte finish with any of these. It wasn't in the article, but I think it really makes a difference. The next one is another Benjamin Moore color that I've also used before, and that's sort of a yellow-green, which these citrus or yellow-greens are very popular today. In fact, it's one of my favorite colors paired with gray. And that color is a Benjamin Moore color from the Affinity collection. It's AF430, and that is wasabi. It's a yellow-green, very indicative of the mid-century modern period. Wasabi AF 430, and that's a Benjamin Moore color. If we're going to go pink, pink is another very popular color for bathrooms and bedrooms at this time. Another Benjamin Moore color is from the Color Stories collection, and that's called Pink Flamingo, which sounds very 1950s. Pink Flamingo is C as in Charles, SP 1175. CSP 1175. It's a great pink, very mid-century. Yellow orange was another popular color. Kitchens, a lot of yellow orange kitchens of the time. And that's a Sherwin Williams color. It's called Carnival, and it's SW Sherwin Williams 6892. Carnival SW 6892 Sherwin Williams. And finally, with grays and neutrals, it's a Sherwin-Williams color, and it's called Homburg Gray, and that is SW1426, Sherwin-Williams SW1426. And finally, sort of a beigey kind of a gray color is a Valspar paint, and that is called Milk Toast. And Milk Toast is sort of a nondescript kind of a neutral, which would be have been used in maybe the larger areas at the time. And that's 3001-10B. 3001-10B. I do believe Valspar is a Walmart color. Walmart has a paint line. I think that might be it as well. Or perhaps it's Lowe's. But I think Valspar is maybe a brand from Walmart. Anyway, we've given you sort of a rendition of mid-century and how you can sort of create that style no matter what you have. It's denoted by clean lines, simple, organic shapes, geometry, and just a simpler way of living, very efficient. So life is so bold and busy these days, maybe we can incorporate some of these elements in our home, regardless of what period it was built in. Well, I thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. Great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. Thanks for watching our program. I see the numbers going up every week, and I'm thankful for that and for doing the program right here at WHCR-DB in Flemington. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week. Bundle up, and we'll see you next week right here for another episode of Modern Design. Thanks. Have a great day.
USA Radio News.
The race in Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district is still too close to call. A lot of folks are predicting that Democrat Connor Lamb will hold on as he is now leading his Republican opponent by just over 570 votes. In 2016, this congressional district went for President Donald Trump by about 20 points. Should Republicans be concerned? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joined ABC's Good Morning America to say this wasn't maybe the best of candidates.
It is a blow. You shouldn't lose a district like this. I also think we didn't have the greatest candidate in the world. That didn't help. And so from a Republican perspective, I think it was a bad night.
Larry Kudlow will be the next director of the National Economic Council, succeeding Gary Cohen as President Trump's top economic advisor. That's what a person close to the matter said. President Trump offered the job to Larry Kudlow Tuesday night. Now, you remember Tuesday morning, the president had nothing but great things to say about Kudlow right before his California trip. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
On a day when a lot of students plan to walk out of school as a protest to gun violence, two Catholic Pennsylvania schools are doing something a little bit different. Father Scott Jabo is president of Cathedral Preparatory School and Villa Maria Academy. He joined Fox News to talk about what their two schools are doing to honor the victims.
As a school, what we could do is something different. By praying for the victims, we could bring a great focus to the victims in this situation, and by prayers and unified prayer, we can be a powerful impact on the situation.
Police in Austin, Texas, believe there are some similarities in the three package explosions that happened earlier this month. Now, when two of the bombings are fatalities and one someone